Hello, I'm Mark Montgomery. Welcome to The Link. And starting us off on the program today, Masters of Business Administration students from around the world got off to a great start to the new year in Montreal. It was at the 31st annual John Molson School of Business International Case Competition last week.
It's been an amazing experience, and I have to say that the organizers are doing a great job, and it's just so cool to meet other students. It's a very competitive atmosphere here, but it's so cool with all the different social things that we're doing.
And that's Eugenia Eckhart from Germany, and you'll hear what she thought of the International Business Competition, which took place once again here in Montreal. Then Sudanese refugee Simon Atem from Calgary, Alberta, never doubted he would return to his native village to build a school.
I was just standing at the school site and I look at the building and I look myself and I kind of like compare the tall building with me. It was unbelievable. And I still ask a question, how did I do it?
Simon Atem's journey was anything but straightforward, and we'll tell you how he did it on today's program. And also today, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a new program out to reach South Asians who are prone to heart disease, and we'll have more on that later. And also today, lots of Canadian music and artist information with an encore presentation of our weekly playlist, this week featuring Toronto's Sultans of String, Montreal's Tori Butler, and Vancouver's Sarah McDougall. And those are items coming up on today's edition of The Link, the all-Canadian show. Lead, compete, connect on the world stage. That's the mission statement for Concordia University's John Molson School of Business MBA Case Competition. This event is the largest, most respected, and oldest event of its kind, and Carmel Kilkenny attended some of this 31st edition, and she joins me now in studio with more on this. Hello, Carmel.
Hi, Mark.
So this is an international event. How many business schools from around the world took part this year?
36 teams registered. However, the team from Nigeria could not get their visas in time. Hopefully, they will take part next year. 7 schools from the United States took part, 14 from across Canada, and 14 from around the world, from places as far away as New Zealand and Singapore. It takes place in the same hotel where John Lennon and Yoko Ono held their bed-in for peace. Downstairs in the ballrooms and meeting rooms, 700 people, students, coaches, judges, made a lot of business decisions, networked, and had a great time. It's quite the event.
How does it work exactly?
Well, teams of 4 take part. They compete in a 2x2. They compete 2x2, rather, 2 teams facing off in a round robin, and then the field narrows. The teams come generally with their coach and perhaps an assistant coach, maybe an alternate participant, and they're prepared to put the theory they're learning into practice. Eugenia Eckhart from BITS, that's the Business and Technology School in Western Germany, one of the 5 German schools in attendance, describes a case they'd worked on during Friday's sessions.
Yeah, unfortunately we lost the first one, but yesterday we won one and we lost one as well. Okay. So the one that we were dealing with today was a life case. CGI was introducing the company, and our task was to actually propose a strategy how to grow or how to double by 2015. So it was very interesting because the company is just doing a great job, and so our proposal was to grow organically and actually do acquisition. So we focused on that, and we focused on sustainability and the wind energy as well for our proposal of the action plan. So we'll see how it went.
That's Eugenia Eckhart waiting for the results of that case at that point. The team from Israel, from Ben Gurion University of the Negev, was still dealing with the jet lag and the temperature differential. They'd left plus 18 to arrive in minus 18 here in Montreal that day. Jeremy Seltzer, an American studying at Ben Gurion, described their debut.
One of the biggest challenges, I think, was yesterday's case. It was a short case about a medium-sized bank that is having a really difficult time with its value of its shares. They're also facing all sorts of PR challenges with the Occupy Wall Street movement, which is big all over the United States and sort of spreading all over the world. So the question for us was sort of how to allocate their CSR dollars, their corporate social responsibility dollars, in the right way to improve the brand image of the medium-sized bank and hopefully turn around their stock and get the company headed in the right direction.
The competition takes place in English, but the judges are advised to take into account the challenges some teams may have when English is a second or third or fourth language, and the cases can be presented and solved in French. Several members of the Canadian teams and the team from the Bordeaux Management School in France took advantage of this.
Now, what do the students hope to do with the experience they gain at these competitions?
Well, and the program, their hopes and ambitions are as varied as they are. I spoke with Aaron Chu, a team member from Manitoba's Asper School of Business. He's a physician, a neonatal intensive care specialist, on a sabbatical year, and he's loving being back in school in a completely different area from what he dedicated his life to. He says the vocabulary is different, but there's a lot of crossover. He had taken part in four cases at this point.
The first case was on successional planning on somebody in Slovakia whose father ran a insulation business. That was unique to hear about a 23-year-old recent graduate of MBA, given this opportunity, what should he do with this? So that was kind of fun.
He says, Mark, that the program and this competition experience are very much a part of his future, and this is why.
As physicians become more and more senior, they're thrust into administrative roles. But uniformly, we're not taught how to administer. We're not taught about the business aspect of things. So I figure if I end up in that scenario, it's something that I should learn. And remarkably, the Asper School is doing a great job teaching me the tools to do that.
Dr. Aaron Chu, currently of the University of Manitoba team.
Now, what about the judges in these competitions? What's their take on the thing?
Well, I guess the best way to describe it, Mark, is that they get hooked. More than 200 senior executives serve as judges. Many have been participating for several years. Vikan Atarian, the VP of a technology services company in Montreal, has been coming for 20 years now.
I got the bug, and since then, I've come here in the guise of different companies I've worked for. But it's always been fun, and I actually come here to learn as well, to keep pace with what's been happening in business education. You meet a lot of interesting people with a lot of backgrounds, a global presence, and you see a lot of interesting companies that the students tackle as cases.
Alan D'Souza was a judge for the first time this year. You might describe him as a celebrity judge, as he's the vice chairman of the Executive Committee of Montreal, a bigwig at City Hall, and the mayor of the borough of Saint-Laurent. He was one of the judges on that CGI live case we heard about.
I think the big winner in this, in addition to the city of Montreal, in addition to Concordia, is CGI. Where can you get so many qualified, high-level consultants giving you advice for free? And I think it's going to serve the company well.
Will you do this again next year?
I have to see if I'm invited back, but I had a really good time. I hope as a rookie judge I didn't get too badly evaluated. Obviously, I've got room for improvement, and so I will learn from this. But it was a really great experience, and I enjoyed it. And if I'm invited back, I'll be back.
Alan D'Souza, the vice chairman of the Executive Committee of Montreal. And of course, Mark, it's not all work. The teams were also practicing by night toward the karaoke competition. Some went skating for the first time, but for Eugenia Eckhart, hockey was the highlight.
Oh, it's been a great experience. We have many social events going on. And then what was very cool to us is going to the Canadiens hockey game. So, and I think they won like 7-3, so it was amazing. It, like, just the atmosphere in the stadium was great, and yeah, we were part of that wonderful game, and we had some facial painting, Canadian style, before we went there, so it's been amazing.
And it's great to know our beleaguered Montreal Canadiens rose to the occasion with that amazing win, and they won again after that, so perhaps their tide is turning.
Well, speaking of winning then, who won the John Molson MBA case competition?
Well, Laval University of Quebec placed first, the University of Otago School of Business from New Zealand placed second, and the University of Calgary's Haskayne School of Business placed third, and we'll have links to the site if anyone would like to know more.
All right. Thank you very much for this, Carmel.
You're welcome.
And that is Carmel Kilkenny here on The Link.